The brief final aliyah of Parshas Tazria begins, V'ra ha-kohen achrei hu kabeses hanega v'hine lo hafach hanega es eino. If after the article that has been affected has been washed, and the Kohen sees that it hasn't changed color. In the language, Sherlo hafach hanega es eino, so this idea of flipping around, the notion has been interpreted al pidarach hadrush, for example, in the Sefer Eish Tamid of Rav Druk, as referring to the idea that the Zohar notes that the letters of nega can be switched backwards to refer to Oneg, and that seems to be surprising because it's one thing to say that the nega can be changed to something neutral, to something innocent, but the idea that it can be changed to something pleasant, to something positive, that seems more than one can expect. But if we understand that the idea is that it brings about tshuva, so it's able to restore someone's perspective to something positive, to something proactive, so that is indeed not only neutral, but indeed an idea of oneg. He also notes from the Imre Emes that there is also a reference here in the language of Eino to the idea of Tsaris Ayin, the idea of stinginess, which the Gemara in Erchin and Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph tells us is one of the causes of Tsaras, and here that should also be reversed, and therefore the idea of Hafach Nega Es Eino is also perhaps representing that concept as well. Pasuk Ninches talks about the garment being washed twice, v'habeged, o ha-shasi, o ha-erev, o chol kli ha-or, asher techabes, v'sar me'em ha-naga, v'chubas shenis v'taher, it shall be washed again. So the first is referring to actual washing, and as the Torah's Kohanim notes, the second refers to tefillah for tahara purposes. And Rav Moshe Feinstein notes in his Darash Moshe that the Torah specifically uses the same language for both, so that we will be alienated from tumah as if it is equal to physical dirt. The final pasuk of the parsha states, Zos Taras, Neged Saras, Beger Hatsemer, O Hapishnim, O Hashasi, O Ha'erev, O Kol Klior, Letaharo, O Letamo. So here, this is the rule for Taras that applies to clothing, to wool, or to linen, in either direction, or any article of or, in order to be Metaharit, or to be Metameit, to pronounce it pure or to pronounce it impure. And the Gemara in Maseches Nazir and Daf Samechei Amud Beis notes that it mentions Tahara first in order to indicate that a Safek goes in the direction of Tahara. And Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch discusses here at great length that this is one of the proofs that we are dealing here with a spiritual condition rather than a physical condition. Because when it comes to a physical condition, we would say chamira sakanta meisura, we would be even more careful with the possibility of an actual physical danger. So the idea that we can be lenient in the possibility of doubt reflects the fact that we are dealing with something that has its roots in a spiritual situation. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, once again in the Darash Moshe, notes that this is in order to teach us that we should never give up on someone, and to think that there is no point in trying to teach them, but rather we should understand that there is the internal Jew, the Pintaliyid, that can be reached, and therefore our inclination should be towards Tahara, just as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gerushin, that deep down the Jew always wants to do the right thing, therefore our inclination is always in that direction, and that's what this halacha represents as well.